Hello and welcome to the Body Shepherd podcast. This show gives the guidance you need for the fit life you want. Hosted by Dan Krask, certified personal trainer and owner of Body Shepherd.
Hey, this is Dan. Welcome back. This is the Body Shepherd podcast. I'm a certified personal trainer and I'm glad you're listening. So I'm sure you've tried at some point in your life to keep track of calories, or you've looked at calories on the back of food packaging, or you've heard about, you know, tracking calories in terms of adjusting for muscle gain or weight loss, body fat reduction, these types of things, right? Calories, they're just very common knowledge, right? But have you ever heard of tracking for macros or macronutrients? Well, that's what I want to get into today. So macros or macronutrients consists of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Now, each one of those has varying degrees of calories, and so that's where we get calories from with our foods. But macros, consisting of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates, those are an entirely different type of tracking mechanism that end up being very successful for a lot of people. So the question is, do you track for macros or do you track for protein, fat, and carbs? And that answer really depends on your goals and how experienced you are with tracking your food in general. Now, if you haven't already, please go listen to the Log Your Food episode. That's a great place to start with getting into this world. I would say that this is more of an advanced tactic, and whenever I'm working with a new client, I never ever have them track their macros. It's just way too overwhelming, way too cumbersome. So if you're just starting out, you're welcome to listen to this as a heads up of what you may want to consider doing in the future, but this may be an episode you can pass if you're just starting out. But for those who want to know and listen, let's talk about macros a little bit. So macros are going to vary dependent on your goal and dependent on your body weight. So what you want to do is use one of the readily available macro calculators you can find online and use those to plug in data to get yourself a readout of what your goal-based macronutrient intake should be for any particular day. It's gonna vary dependent on your goal for body fat loss or muscle gain. So, and typically the variable there is carbohydrates. Look, there's no way around it. For years, we were told that that fat, you know, dietary fat was the enemy. We wanted low fat, no fat foods, and it's just not the case. The science is there. We now know that it's sugar and it's carbohydrates that get into our bodies, and the body doesn't know what to do with it because carbohydrates are energy. And when the body has too much energy, it just says, hey, I need to save this for an emergency or for some other future use. I'm going to store it away. And when it does, it's stored as body fat. And because the average person right now, at least in here in the United States, because we don't move around a lot, because our energy in exceeds our energy out, we end up storing a lot of that body fat, and that's why we end up being obese, overweight, morbidly obese. And a lot of that has to do with the macronutrient of a carbohydrate. So when you get into really fine-tuning your fitness levels, if you want to gain muscle, oftentimes you need to train really hard to do that, but you also need to increase your carbohydrates for better protein delivery, recovery, things like that. So here's the homework. I want you to crunch the numbers if you're so interested. This is where using an app like Lose It, if you heard my previous episodes, I'm a big fan of Lose It, but MyFitnessPal does this too. And it really shows their power because you can look through the pie charts and the data they give you on what your daily macros and calorie budgets look like. I really like Lose It and the data that they provide, even on daily ongoing intake. They have some new features that make tracking this stuff for premium users really, really easy. But what you want to do is just track your macros and make sure that they're aligning with your predetermined goal. So, you know, make sure you're getting enough protein and you can adjust on the fly. This is another reason why I really like the apps, is because they allow you to adjust as you go. You can enter the foods you know you're going to eat right at the beginning of the day, and so you have immediate pools of macronutrients that you know you're going to fill, and then throughout the day you can adjust those with new foods to make sure you meet your goals. I will say openly that I don't track for macros anymore. I used to. I find it to be a little cumbersome for this season of life that I'm in right now, but I will not write it off completely. There's a very real chance that I will one day get back into the habit of tracking macronutrients. And that's it for this episode of the Body Shepherd Podcast. Today is short and sweet. I want to give a big thanks again to Kiki and Adapt and Overcome Fitness. They're on Instagram. Go find them. You'll love them. And as always, if you want to find us on Instagram, you can just look for Body Shepherd. If you want to be a Body Shepherd client, please head over to bodyshepherd.com. That's BODYSHEPHERD.com. And shoot me a message. Let me know what your goal is, and we'll see what we can do to get you there. As I end every correspondence with every client that I have, the only direction we're going, the only way forward is on. Have a great day.